Representative Hinton, members of the committee. My name is Bob Moore. I'm president of the Dead River Company. I'm a Mainer, born in Portland, raised in Portland, live in Cumberland right now. Dead River Company, for those of you who don't know, is 101 years old, owned by the same family in Bangor for over a century now. We employ 1,200 people, very good paying, stable, reliable jobs with fantastic benefits. We have 135 licensed service technicians, 223 licensed delivery drivers and transport drivers. I'm not going to say everything that you're going to probably hear today from other members of my industry, but I would like to touch upon a couple of things that may give you one unique look at how I perceive the issues. Let me begin by saying I think 99% of this bill is of no problem, at least to me and Dead River Company. Most of the stuff that Beth has outlined in terms of permitting and the like, no issues whatsoever. I am not an opponent to wind energy. I happen to think that it should be part of an energy future. And anything that you can do to make it streamline the permitting process and help these people get underway, I'm all for. I know there'll be some people here who will disagree with that, but we do not have a gear conflict issue either. We're interested in this bill because there are a couple provisions in this bill which essentially direct a state agency to come up with programs, explicitly programs, to convert people from home heating oil to electricity in black and white. That's what it does. In effect, the stated goal, this part of that bill, stated goal, is to eliminate probably over 10,000 jobs, counting ours and many others, in the state of Maine right now. And I came here today because I don't know how to come back to my employees and tell my employees that the state wants to get rid of your job in favor of pushing people into more expensive electricity, which it is, and in some cases into electricity generated from technology which doesn't exist yet. And when and if it does exist, we know it's going to be more expensive and probably no more reliable. The state of Maine right now is about 8.5% unemployment rate, something like that. 58,000 people in the state of Maine right now are out of work. I would hope that you would be doing everything you can to keep the jobs that we do have in place and adding to them. I know there's some job possibilities in the alternative energy field, and I'm sure you hear a lot about it, but I would hope that you'd take a look at what's already in place right now and what we're providing. I had a flashback when I came in here. 30 years ago, as a paid lobbyist, I stood before this very committee on behalf of Maine Public Service Company, Electric Utility in Aroostook County. At that time, the legislature was considering and ultimately enacted legislation which required, in effect, required utilities to buy from non-utility generators, or NUGs. At the time, as you may remember, everybody was certain oil was going to $100 a barrel tomorrow. And they basically told these utilities, you must buy from these generators at their avoided cost, which was essentially then, I think, considered to be $100 a barrel of oil. The state got into the business of picking fuels and telling these utilities where to go and telling these businesses where to go. And we went from this place where, at that time, our energy costs, electricity costs in the state of Maine were extremely competitive with the national numbers. We went from being having extremely competitive electric rates to having one of the highest in the country, which is where we are right now. I hope that we've learned a lesson that the government can do a lot of good, permitting and the like, but you don't want to get yourselves in the position of starting to pick fuels. The market does a much better job of picking that. You can create the environment to help wind energy get into this business, but you should not start picking fuels. What the utilities, what we did 30 years ago was a mess. What really rings true is 2 years later, I was representing a large manufacturer in the state of Maine who decided to build a biomass boiler to cogenerate and generate all of its electricity and heat needs and process needs and generate three times the electricity that it needed to run its plant. And we took advantage of that law, and we got to sell all of our electricity to the utility, I won't name the name, for I think at the time it was maybe 10 cents a kilowatt. 13 cents? We got to sell all of it to them, and then we, the big manufacturer, got to buy it back at 6 cents. And you know who paid for it? I remember going back at the time and telling my wife, when you see our electric bill go up, I'll tell you why. I know why it's going up. There's a racket up there. The Maine Public Utilities Commission is making these utilities buy from these people. Well, I think the shoe is now on the other foot. We're going in the same direction. I just urge you, avoid starting to tell state agencies and the utilities, you must go here, you must go there, and move people from one fuel to the other. You'll probably hear some folks here quoting from the bill that's before you, the wind, offshore wind, where basically the technology, today at least, does not exist. I'm as hopeful as any that it will exist and that we'll bring it online, because I think we're going to need all of it down the road. But it doesn't exist right now. And I can't help but wonder whether this is like mandating the cart before you've even created the horse, if you're going to be passing legislation telling a state agency to tell these people to move from oil to electricity that's going to be generated by something we haven't invented yet. Once this is commercially viable, Maine people are smart enough to figure it out. It will be supported by Maine people. The market will do its work. The people in my business who don't adapt will go out of business. We'll fail. We won't meet the challenges, but it'll be the challenge of the market. It won't be the challenge of having to deal with artificial competition. If you look at the provisions in this bill that would require heating conversion subsidies, where the state will basically require installation fees for folks who want to convert to electricity. It's going to be financed in this bill, and then they're going to require here that you give a 20-year guarantee of what your electric rate's going to be. I can't imagine anybody seriously saying that you're going to look at a customer or a constituent and say, I'll guarantee you your rate is going to be this and no higher for the next 20 years. If you do that, someone is going to pay for it. And they're going to pay a lot. There is no free lunch. There is no cheap way to dump fossil fuels. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's going to need some encouragement. You're going to give it the encouragement. The alternative fuels folks know that there's encouragement. The fear of 2008 is going to continue to linger in people's minds. We can go on for a long time about why that happened and why it might happen again or not. But it's there. There's a wake-up call to everybody. This state and our country has a vast, vast infrastructure in place for procuring, storing, transporting, delivering, and consuming liquid fuels. The cost of replacing this is astronomical. It can't be done. Rather than throw that out the window, what I would suggest is that you encourage and incent weatherization and efficiency upgrades, as you are doing already. Support the development of biofuels. Support mandating ultra-low sulfur in heating oil. Support mandating bio in heating oil. You do that with the heating oil, you're going to bring it down to the same level as natural gas. And we all know, basically, natural gas is going to be the fuel that's going to be driving the electricity for the most part for the indefinite future. So without picking or mandating particular fuels, use the whole property tax structure to allow people to finance equipment upgrades in whatever fuel they believe is going to be the most efficient for their home. There are some wonderful programs that are being tried out now, right now in the rest of the country, that I think would work.
We pass it here too.
Yeah. If you go down this road of getting a state agency to tell people leave off of heating oil and go on to electricity, this bill is going to need a little bit of fiscal attention. There are going to be high unemployment costs. There are going to be increased electricity costs, and I'm not sure what the tax exemption costs in this thing are, but I noticed that there's some tax exemptions. Bottom line, all I want and all I ask of you is fairness, a level playing field, and the opportunity to maintain good jobs in Maine in a responsible way. And I'm sure that a lot of folks behind me feel exactly the same way, and you may hear from them. I have others, but I will. I know other points are going to be brought up and raised by other speakers. So with that, I'll close. And thank you very much for your time and your attention. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. And I can tell that you have some experience with this. And you've also spoken on a very serious subject. Were it not for term limits, you might be talking to some of the same legislators you've talked to in utilities. Even Representative Adams and Representative Fletcher weren't here for those mistakes. But we're all aware of stranded costs and some of the bad decisions that were made with respect to energy costs in the past. And it's a worthwhile reminder. Are there any questions for Mr. Moore? Thank you very much for your
Thank you.